Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't.
Not ceased yet. This exhaustion, this tired, this
can't function, can't think, can't remember anything. And I haven't, Mama's actually been on vacation, so I haven't been able to get a hold of her to talk to her about this yet. But I will, I promise, guys, I will definitely reach out to you. I will be talking to Mama tomorrow, and she'll be able to help me out a little bit with that. But then also we have the moon. What's going on with the moon?
Well, tomorrow night into Thursday night is the full moon. It's kind of a cusp tonight. Like, it looks really full out there right now, but she's not. She's about 97%. So tomorrow night into Thursday is when she's going to be at her fullest. So emotions are running on a high right now. Everybody feels very full, you know, vibrancy, very full, very energized. And it varies from person to person. You can sometimes feel very quiet and reserved because it's just so much that it just, it's better to just have that quiet contemplation, which is sometimes how I do. I'll get really tired and I'll just crash, I'll sleep. But then there's some times where you'll actually feel like amped up and like ready to just, there's some favorite people out there that when there is a full moon, they're called the Howlers. And I've seen that now they have some in Brunswick County and they have some here in New Hanover County. And they're the sweetest people. I mean, these are the sweetest people.
Hi, Leia. Well, of course you're feeling peaceful. You just got back from a nice retreat.
Yeah, I might need to go on that retreat. But so it affects everybody differently. So it's just really honoring where the moon is at, recognizing it. It's almost like recognizing your ego. You want to keep your emotions in check. You don't want to go fly off the handle or go, you know what I mean? Or if you feel that quiet contemplation, just look, just know that it's only temporary. It's just while the moon is full and your body is adjusting to that energy the best way it needs to.
Right, and we're going into fertility, right? Being grateful.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember that, guys. With the new moon, it's about creating new, creating new.
Mm-hmm.
And then with full moon, it's about being thankful for what you have and what you've received and what you've created. So.
Yeah. And it's also, you look at if, when it's full, you can also look and see why you haven't gotten what you wanted. Say I manifested I wanted to be 15 pounds lighter in a month. Well, it didn't happen. Well, now this is when you take the steps and you look and say, okay, well, what exactly hindered me on this manifestation?
Right.
And so you can reevaluate it and reevaluate your plans so that when you go into the new moon phase, you can have that plan set up.
Perfect.
So, also good for reevaluation.
Yeah. And, you know, and even if it was only a couple pounds, if we're using that example, then just be grateful for those couple pounds and just be thankful that that was given to us. So, just remember that, guys. That's the rhythmic system of the moon that's happening.
Mm-hmm. And she is gorgeous.
She is.
I kind of have a full moon high going on while I was on my way over. I just kept on looking at her people at the gas station. Probably thought it was crazy.
Yeah. She's really close, too. She's really close to us, too.
Mm-hmm. And she's in Pisces right now. That's why I was making me drawn to her.
Yes. You and your fish, your water and fish.
I can't help it.
So let's, before we get into what we were going to discuss tonight, I do want to put out some mentions here. Intuitive development, I still have plenty of space left. It's going to be at the end of this month, October 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th. It is all 4 days. And it's a full course. It's an in-depth course of the basics. So you get a little bit of everything. And with this course, you know, we get to find out what your special gift is, and I get to teach you how to work specifically with that gift. You know,
that's correct.
We do mediumship, we do regular readings, we do cards, we do pendulums, numerology, animals. What else? Healing. What else are
you
talking
about? Healing, you do.
Remote viewing.
Energy healing.
Telepathy. We work with telepathy.
Right.
So that's,
psychometry. Is that how we say it?
Yeah, psychometry. Yes.
Your favorite?
yes. Sending messages back and forth in your mind. So there's a lot that's jam-packed into these 4 days, and then you actually get you get certified. Mm-hmm. You get a certificate at the end of it. So, hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
So it's going to be in Oak Island at the Hearts and Soul Wellness Center. And if you want more information or you want to sign up, we only have, 2 weeks left?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks? Is it really 2 weeks? 2 weeks left?
I think so.
For the sign up. Let me see how much.
No, it might be 3 weeks because I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the last day that I'm going to take any sign ups is going to be on the 19th. So we have 17 days. 2.5 weeks.
This is fine already. I feel like we're already at the end of October.
Well, it's only, 14 Fridays till Christmas or something like this? What I
don't say that. My holiday has not come yet. Don't make me play the video again.
No, not yet. But we're right around the corner, guys. It is already the beginning of October. We are headed towards 2018 like a speeding train. So,
yes.
And it's actually really a good time for this intuitive development course because of that, because we're going into an 11 year. And in this 11 year, it's a highly spiritual year. Leah says, I learned so much from taking that workshop. So worth the investment.
It's a priceless investment in yourself. I mean, you learn to expand your mind. You learn to think outside the box. You learn there is no box.
Right.
So it's a way of definitely, you can kind of, like I do, I can kind of call myself out on it now. It's like, no, that's not, you know what I mean?
And you know, it really does bring you closer to spirit. It brings you closer to yourself. It brings you closer to the world around you. And you get to also understand people around you, why they're acting the way they're acting. And
you get to understand the interactions you have. And sorry, I have something in my eye.
That's okay.
The interactions you guys have, and then you can understand how they react to certain things. And you can better gauge how you're going to interact with them on that.
Right, and help them if they need assistance and guide them. So there's a lot of things built into this, and the skill set that you learn, you can take with you. So obviously you can start your own business if you wanted to do intuitive readings, or if you wanted to open a spiritual card reading, you know, or whatever. You wanted to just do your own online business, you could do that too. You could take this and you could use whatever. So we have Monica, who was a graduate, Leah, who's a graduate, Katie's up here, she's a graduate of the class. So, you know, all of them, there's so many more out there. It's just these are the regulars. Katie says, my life class, I can't read that, and it's most in my way.
L something.
Immeasurably with your course, I am home in the universe and my spirituality. I'm sorry, we butchered that, Katie. I'm so sorry.
You used a big word.
You used
me,
big
right?
words. You don't know big words. Yeah, especially with the way today's been. I'm not going to get into today, but I'm just going to blah. So,
it's that energy, that funk.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mama Crystal has some insight.
Yeah, so please, like I said, I still have plenty of space signed up or to sign up into, so please give me a call and I can thank you. We also still have our winter scarf drive going on. You can definitely donate either gently used scarves, or if you'd like to make scarves, or if you'd like to donate yarn, or if you'd like to donate money, we're still taking that. I'm up to close to 30 right now. And we've got people working at home. I've got people working in California who are going to be sending some scarves. I've got Leah in Pennsylvania County who's going to send me a whole lot of scarves to bring them down here. Her daughter's going to be working on them. So we really appreciate anything that you would like to donate to us. I've got like a lot of people working behind the scenes who are sitting there and crocheting, and there is something about actually making a scarf as opposed to just here's some money. That it's really about that service. You're doing something for somebody else without expecting any recourse. Jennifer says, I have five scarves already crocheted. Yay!
Yay!
Keep it going, baby. And you know, doing it is actually the rhythmic meditation when you really get into it. And some of my best stuff comes out while I'm doing it.
I fall asleep when I meditate. And that's a bad thing to say, but I'll start meditating and I'm like, well, a little bit crash. Like I said, last night I fell asleep sitting up trying to meditate.
Well,
maybe I need something more physical to help keep me awake. I was
crocheting the other night and Thomas had gone to bed and I was just sitting there. I was working on actually your yarn. Your purple yarn. I was working on it, and I was like this, and all of a sudden I had to grab a pen and paper because I was getting information about I was getting information about a new talk that I want to give. Mm-hmm. And they laid it all out for me. And so just, I'm going to throw it out there, guys. It's not set anywhere, but it is Living Beyond the Abuse, Hurt, Pain, and something else. And
is this new to me? I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah. So this is a new talk that I want to give, and it's going to be like a two-hour talk, and literally just a talk. You know, you'll get a worksheet if you want to work, you know, go home and work, or if you want to do something while we're there. And it's going to be a little bit of my story and a little bit of my journey and how we can move the hurt, pain, the abuse, that was the word I was looking for, trauma out of the way, and live a spiritual life beyond that, or just get out of that moment. So I have like 5 pages written down. So we're working on it.
And that's an automatic writing come out.
I did. They were telling me exactly what I needed to talk about, and even specific stories that I needed to bring in and talk about myself and, you know, being married to an alcoholic and all of that. I mean, it was amazing. It's an amazing thing that's coming together.
You get this, and I get scribbles.
Well, start crocheting.
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, that's all I can tell you. Start crocheting. You want to talk about the box? We have 5 left.
Yes, Gwenniger, we have 5 boxes left. Of course, you get the signature candle, incense, stone. You get your inner goddess salt scrub, which brings out the inner goddess in everyone. And then you get your meditation oil, which is a very sweet, woodsy, perfumey.
It's very pretty.
Very light and very feminine. Has some limelight, has some rose, has some sweet birch, which to me has slightly licorice-y scent.
Mm-hmm.
But on others, there's no slightly licorice-y, so I guess you smell orange, I smell licorice.
Yes. I smell orange when I smell it, not the licorice-y.
Right. No, you smell, I have to let you smell the rose.
That is possible.
So we have that, and then you get your card with your affirmation, your message, and your mantra, which is very useful. We've had a lot of people contact us on how it's helped them, how it helps them to even just repeat it in their meditations and just really connect and release those blockages. So it's very, very beautiful.
And Leia was using it the other day in her rooftop.
Yes.
She lit she tried to light the candle or the incense or whatever one, but she was still working with Guinevere at that time. So it's definitely a big important piece. We do sell them on subscription. So if you go to mygoddessliving.com, you don't even have to think about it. You can just, you know, sign up and we get you
automatically come to you.
Yep, and we already have I have the next 4 or 5 already designed.
Very nice.
So I already have the cards ready to go. I just have to order them, and they'll be in, and they come in this really nice satin bag,
mm-hmm.
and you get a nice card with it and everything. So just know that we have that. Katie says, maiden name, all the ladies I gifted scrub to are in love with the aroma and their skin after use.
Yay! I love that sound. That's a beautiful sound.
Yes, your salt scrubs are amazing. Your oils are amazing. So, I mean, you're not going to find a box out there that has these components. I know that Crate Box has a lot of different boxes. And,
yes.
You know.
And they have some beautiful boxes.
They do.
I think this just has a little bit of a unique twist.
Right.
Know,
and
you
it has handmade. It has homemade. And the scrubs and the oils, you're not going to find them anyplace else. So, just know that those exist. They're out there, and if you'd like to sign up, once again, just go to mygoddessliving.com. You're going to see Leia's website. You're going to scroll all the way down. You see a goddess box. Sign up.
Have free gifts for your subscription.
Yes.
Every subscriber gets free gifts, and this month is going to be a beautiful thing. It includes the original wish paper, and that's the only tidbit I'm going to give.
Yes. So you get a free gift. You get a free you know, we're working on birthday stuff too. So you get a birthday for your birthday month, you get a free gift in there too. And it's only for subscribers, so you have to go on there and sign up. From now until the end of the year, I'm doing buy two, get one free gift certificate for readings, healings, workshops. If you want to do workshops, they're great stocking stuffers.
They are.
They're great birthday gifts, anniversary gifts, Christmas, whatever else we have coming up. Yule
time share.
You can do Yule gifts, you can do, you know, whatever you want to do them for. And we can do them via Skype, we can do them in person. I can come to you if you're local, if you want me to do that. So just know that that's out there too. And we have a new GoFundMe out there. My son Thomas has been working hard for the past 2 years. He is now a sophomore in high school. Right? Sophomore, yes. Freshman, sophomore, junior, yes. He's a sophomore. And he's been working really hard. He got into an AP Honors English class this year, and his teacher from last year had nominated him for an educational tour trip to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. And he got chosen to actually go. So there's going to be only 12 students from Laney High School going on this trip. And so I put up a GoFundMe page. I'm going to be joining him on the trip. If you would like information on the GoFundMe so that you can donate towards us, I'm a single parent, single income coming in. I don't have the money to actually send him, but I'm going to do everything possible. And I told him that I would do everything possible so that we can go and we can have this wonderful trip. So I've got that out there. I've already posted my GoFundMe on my page, but I'll be happy to send it personally to anybody who would like to donate, or if you want to donate directly to me, I can give you my information. GoFundMe does take a percentage, but we're going to need some funds to do that.
It will happen.
I know it will happen. I have some beautiful people out there who are willing to help me. And as Humania said, ask for assistance. That was last month, but
yes,
I'm pulling her into
yes.
this month because I'm going to start asking for assistance. And I know that you know, if people need tax write-offs, you can go through GoFundMe and you can use it as a tax write-off. And just know that it will be going to
that insect just took on my nose.
Sorry,
it's okay.
I can't turn it out.
No, and I won't want you to. I'll take it.
A much needed vacation here, and it is an educational tour.
Very beautiful, thanks.
So last week, Crystal had suggested us talk about feng shui because we were talking about it. So we're gonna do a little run through with feng shui here. So
feng shui.
So let's talk about
now that wheel. I cannot pronounce that wheel. We would have to look that up to find out the actual pronunciation
of that wheel. Isn't it Bagua?
That might be what it is. I thought it was a Bagua. Yeah, I can pronounce feng shui, but not unless it's Bagua, and it's Bagua, then I just pronounced it.
Okay.
Okay, so just a little tidbit before we get into the color wheel here. Feng shui has been around for about 4,000 years. Ancient Chinese, not religion, but
no, it's,
belief system.
Right, it's like Taoism.
Yes, and it's all about the flow of energy, and it helps to improve. It goes by the layout in the home to where the energy will flow through the home with ease,
right.
Creating balance and harmony, which yin is your passive energy, and yang is your positive energy, so it's keeping them in balance. What I really do love about it is they don't say it's a negative energy. Passive and positive. So
right.
Very different way, and to focus not on negative, but on the other.
Well, it's we'll lower that balance. Yin is female, yang is male. So and then we have black and white, and then they give. Where's all my examples? I have them printed. Here we go. Or maybe not. Maybe I lied. I thought I did. I was looking at it. Regardless, keep going.
Okay, so these are notes that I made from this book. Well, actually, it's a kit. It's instant feng shui. There goes a card. It comes with cards. It comes with, which are layout cards. It comes with a book, a compass.
Cards.
So many different things that you can do with this. And I love it. We use it at my house. It's a great thing to just, and it's very simple. It's a small book, and it goes through everything. You have the layout of everything. It gives you the background, gives you the elements, and then it goes into all of the different. You have marriage and networking. You have health, and you have health. You have wealth. You have abundance. And then even in the back, it goes through some plants and crystals that are good for feng shui. So this is a very good little tidbit that I use hands-on with. But it's basically, if you think about feng shui and you think about yourself, when you have a happy interior for yourself, your inner self, then your outside energy is improved. Things magnate to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, magnate. You bring in that positive energy. So if you think about your home as your inner self, that same applies. So if you have this good flow of energy and this good circulation, that energy is going to be brought to your home as well, that good flow of energy. Okay? Feng shui literally means wind and water. That's where it came from, wind and water. If you think about it, gentle winds and calm waters are great for harvesting crops. It's great for nurturing, good harvest, good health, keeps everything very, very at ease, okay? But think about the other side of things. If you have strong winds, God forbid, tornadoes, you know, hurricanes, that sort of thing, or if you have stagnant water, you have no flow, it gets, you know, starts building the fungus, starts building the algae, starts building bacteria. Those things can cause famine and disaster. So it's all about the flow of energy, and that energy literally can change so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that's what it's about. There are four celestial guardians is what they call them. I actually don't have the celestial guardian cards in here because they're in our home. but they are the red phoenix, the white tiger, the green dragon, and the black tortoise. Each one of them are on the cardinal points around your home. The black tortoise is north. The green dragon is going to be east. The white tiger is west. And the red phoenix is south. The trick to this is, and I was actually, I spoke to Lori Beth about this a little bit last week. The trick to this is when you take a compass, which you can get the app on your phones now, you take the compass, you stand in the threshold of your door, looking out of your door, away from your home, and you spin the dial so that your red or whatever that different color is on whatever app you have is pointing north. That's where you know those cardinal points are in your house. So for me, going out of mine, north is over on this corner, south is here, east and west.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm standing this way, so I know anything from north is going to go on this corner, anything south on this corner, east, west, okay? So that's the trick of this. With the celestial guardians, you can have statues, you can have, you can print off cards, you or the pictures, you can do any sorts of things like that. You put them on their cardinal points. A black tortoise, you want in the back of your home. And technically, Chinese believe that it's, you need a south-facing home is what brings the best of luck, okay? So black tortoise go in the back of your home because that's technically where north should be. But check with the compass because not everybody's home is built to the south side facing. The red phoenix is at the front door. You have your white tiger to west. You have your green dragon to your east. And each one of them bring in a different element into the home to bring abundance and energy and good, not necessarily karma, even though they do mention karma, but to bring that good flow. Phoenix has a very beautiful symbolism in the sense of baby rebirth. So it's literally no matter what happens, you can always overcome it and get better. And you are birthed into something that's so much more beautiful than what you were before. Dragon is a very hearty, hearty, strong energy. It's one of the most powerful symbols, and it's for good fortune and brings all type of material success. The white tiger is for protection. It's the mega protector of all the celestial guardians. So yeah, I need more water. And the black tortoise is for all the sorts of protective support and just overall support. But that's kind of Cliff Notes version of this book. It does, like I said, it goes through everything. They have a wheel where it has the five element cycle, where you have the good energy flowing and the bad energy flowing out. So it really is a great, great tool to use.
Yeah. So I've also put up a, it's actually on Blog Talk, but I guess you can pick it up. I mean, if you type in feng shui for your home and then you go to images, there's many different color images.
There's these wheels, and the colors on the wheel are actually the colors you would use in that specific part of your home.
Yeah, so you just want to get your bearings and you want to understand not necessarily which direction your house is facing, but the compass is going to tell you
where your house is.
Where your house sits. So I recently moved my money altar towards the back door, the back corner, because that is the southeast corner of the house. There are elements that need to go along with each space that you put in, and wood was one of them.
Right.
So I remember that I had a one-of-a-kind from the Philippines, wooden Buddha, and he holds money in one hand and magic in the other, and I thought that was so fitting for the person who brought it to me. It fit me perfectly. So I moved him over there. I have a beautiful salt elephant that you got me.
Yes.
And it's the representation of Ganesh. Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. So Ganesh is all around this house. Buddhas are everywhere in this house. And so I've moved everything over there that would be pertaining to the money portion of the home, just to stimulate it. And I do go over there and I light incense and everything for the helpfulness of it. So if you look at different wheels, there's things that you want to move around in your home or have things facing. And once again, it is about how the energy flows. Mm-hmm. So, tidbit of information. There are three land protectors that are protecting the land in which my house sits on, which is a good thing because they're protecting the land and my house just happens to be on the land. So they're protecting the house as well. And when we first moved in here, I would go to my room and I closed my door. And one night, it was about 3:00 in the morning. And I know this because I had to look at the clock when the door was opened and nobody was behind it. And I thought it was my son. And I rolled over to watch the door just opening up.
Hello, freak out.
So I threw the blankets over my head and I go, come back tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Because I didn't understand that it wasn't spirit.
I want to talk to that. I was just covering my head. But please make him go away. That's what I was saying.
And I found out the next morning that he was a land protector. So I did speak to him. But he doesn't like my door closed. And that wasn't the only time that it happened. I had tried it multiple times and, you know, almost, I would say 4 out of 5 times, the door would open. So I just said, okay, well, you want the door open. And I never really understood why. Now, my bedroom is built it's designed like a temple. So there's a lot of spiritual stuff in there. And I guess in order for the energy to flow, the door has to be open. Mm-hmm. There's also, as it sounds superstitious, and I guess in a way that it is, don't leave your bags and purses or money on the floor.
Your toilet seat.
Turn on your toilet seat. Let the light in. Don't leave it dark in the room. There's all these kinds of things that go along with it because it is the energy that's moving through. So southeast corner of your home is money. South corner is fame.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest is love and marriage. West is creativity. Northwest is helpful people.
Mm-hmm.
Your north facing is your career.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast is spiritual growth, and east is
mm-hmm.
So when you design and you put up those things and you move your altars for that way, is that what she has to?
Yeah. I was trying to look because she actually has also wood or metal or stuff like that because that card is in my house.
Okay. So let's see. Let's start south. If we start south, recognition and fame, south, red, fire. So you want to keep, you know, that color, even that colorful red going.
Yes.
Then we have southwest.
A red candle or a red jar or something of that nature.
Southwest, you have magic, marriage, and romantic happiness,
mm-hmm.
Which is yellow or beige. And you want something earthy there. In your west corner, you have children and projects. West, white, metal, or gold. In your northwest, you want mentors and networking. So that's still also about career, but it's about helpful people. White, metal, or gold. North, you have your career prospects. It's water. So you want blue or black, dark blue. On your education and knowledge, which is your northeast, yellow or beige, it's also earth, small things. You have family and health in the east, and that's green or brown. So, and then we have wealth and prosperity in the southeast, which is green and small wood.
Yeah,
well, that's what it is. Sorry, we have things going on.
But if you take some, like with these different things, if you take these and put that in that corner of the room or your space, then that will help with that energy flow for that space. The color, I mean, you don't have to go crazy. Minimalistic
right.
is actually better. Simple is better. You can just put a colored pillow or even just an abstract wall painting or something of that nature. Sometimes on your wealth and prosperity wall, although they don't say it for the bedroom, a jade plant, a money plant would be good because it has small round leaves that are green.
Right.
So we would always put jade in that portion of our home.
So I have somebody out here who is wanting to know how to improve their marriage or to what put what into their marriage. Thing here. Someone wants to improve their love life, their marriage. What changes and what direction do they need to go into? If you take your compass and you find your southwest corner, you can do the southwest corner of your bedroom.
Yes.
And you set up like a little altar or a little stand. You can. I think that list is all those things that you could put there.
To bring in the love you deserve or to help the relationship endure, place the following in the southwestern space. A photo of the loving couple or paired male and female statue where here will encourage romance. Light up this space with the positive energy of uplighters or accent lights. So you want something track lighting but opposite. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Light as fire, seeds, earth, and the element cycle. Pairs of red candles, particularly in the southwest of the bedroom, will help to put a zing in your love life. Rose quartz hearts will lift the vibrations here and bring in more magic, fulfillment, self-love, and self-confidence in the relationship. To bring more passion and fire into the relationship, place a ruby crystal next to the bed. Symbolic picture of a future lover here also makes a list of their desired qualities. Be sure, be specific, particularly if you want a male or female partner, as you always get what you ask for.
Yes.
So that is on our southwestern.
So go back through those crystals again. Was it rose quartz?
Rose quartz, a pair of rose quartz hearts.
Pair.
Yep.
Okay.
That will lift the vibration. and bring in more magic, fulfillment, self-love, and self-confidence.
Okay.
If you would like more passion and fire in the relationship,
uh-huh.
place a ruby ruby crystal next to the bed.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, red jasper keeps jumping out at me too. I don't know why.
Well, if it deals with this, isn't that the root chakra though? That I don't know if it's.
Look up red jasper and see what it says. But definitely a pair of rose quartz
and
a ruby crystal.
See what it says in here. It has a whole thing on crystals.
Okay.
So let's see if red jasper even pops. Does have smudging and some results. Amethyst, citrine, adventuring.
And I should know, Jess, because I was working with it for next month, and I don't have
time. Fluorite, lepidolite, hematite, lead faceted hanging crystals, natural quartz, rose quartz.
Red jasper.
Huh, maybe that's why I've been drawn to fluorite. Place in your home office next to your computer for it will increase your mental juices and prime your vision for new projects. It will also transmute the effect of electromagnetic energy emitted by your computer.
There you go. A red jasper stone is a powerful protection and stability gemstone. Red jasper stones inspire a positive attitude, increasing your motivation and energy level. Maybe that's why you need it in the bedroom.
Probably.
To help you take action in your life. It is one of the root chakras. So if you want a little oomph, get some red jasper. You can mix it along with that. So I hope that that answers your question. The one who's out there. So, just for beginners here, there's a whole list of things that you can do to feng shui your house. Place an energetic fountain near your front door. The flowing energy of the water symbolizes cash, which helps more of the green stuff come your way. Get ready to enjoy more cash flow and connections with key people thanks to this simple cure.
Hmm. Clear the entryway to your home. Let the chi or energy flow right into your home and life by ridding your home's front entry of obstacles, such things as looming plants or vines. Old newspapers, bikes, and toys in the front path may limit the amount of energy entering your home. Clear out anything behind your door for even more benefits.
Okay. Make sure your home encourages learning. Put books where you can see them when you come in the front door to stimulate learning in both you and your children.
Get rid of unwanted frustrations by fixing broken objects. Make sure your front door is in good working order. It shouldn't scrape the floor or squeak, and the doorknob, hinges, and locks should all be secure. This cure allows you to release your frustrations and anxieties and smooths your life path.
Spice up your love life with plants in the bedroom. Okay? So we got now more stuff to put in the bedroom. Place 3 or 9 new plants in your bedroom to enliven the energy of the room, adding hope and cheer. If the plants have pink flowers, this cure will be even stronger.
Position your bed to feel safe, loved, and great. Place your bed in the commanding position of your bedroom. This spot is the one furthest from the door, but where you'll still be able to see the doorway and anyone approaching while you're lying in the bed. Placing your bed in the commanding position allows you to be stronger, calmer, and in charge. Also, do not place your bed under a window.
Okay.
That cuts the energy.
Okay, and there's another thing, too. You don't want your feet facing the door directly unless it absolutely has to be. I grew up in San Francisco, so I've learned a lot of these superstitions. And they always take dead bodies out of the house by feet first. And that's what I was told. You never want your feet right at the door, you know, facing the door. The other thing is, if you're sweeping, never sweep your feet. You're sweeping the luck off of them.
Right. That makes sense.
block drains to keep dollars from draining out of your pockets, to keep your funds from being drained, keep your bathroom doors closed, hang full-length mirrors on the outsides of your bathroom door, and keep your drains closed when not in use. Cover the sink drain, stop the tub, and keep the toilet lid closed.
Mm-hmm. Encourage helpful people in your life by hanging a pleasant sounding wind chime. We have five in the house, I think. I have one over my room. Mom has one over her room. Well, no, we have five in two because there's like four outside. So we'll say six between everything. The sound of a metal wind chime hung in the right front area of your home, office, or bedroom activates more people to help you and gets you more help from the people who are already at your side.
Boost your career with a better desk position. Position your desk cater corner
mm-hmm.
to facing the office or cube door. Even if you don't actually have a door, your workspace. If you can't turn your desk to face the door, arrange a mirror on your desk or wall so that you can see who's coming in. This adjustment helps you encounter more opportunities, so further in your field, and lose less often.
Mm-hmm. Should we go?
We went through that already.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's the beginning points of how to function in your house.
And again, if you want more in depth, find yourself something that's, you know, if you're not drawn to something like this, get to a bookstore. Go on Amazon if you can't get to a bookstore.
Yeah.
Look at it, research it. See, like me, I love to look at reviews of books and stuff and see what people say about it, because then it kind of helps me to kind of feel out my energy a little bit better. But if you can, go to the bookstore, look at some books or energy books, and just which one feels good to you, and read it.
Yeah.
Make the investment to try to get that energy flowing, because actually it really is a beautiful thing. I mean, there's so many things from feng shui that are in my house right now.
Yeah.
Even after we read it, I'm like, well, that's where that was, then that was where that came from, because it just, I mean, it really does. I mean, the energy is so much better and lighter and flows so much better. That's my mom's thing.
Yeah. So I'm gonna feng shui a little bit around my house too. A little bit more.
A couple other tidbits with feng shui. Declutter. Declutter is a big thing. They like it, the minimalist.
Yeah.
It says technically we're only here in a physical body, but we're celestial beings.
Yeah.
So you don't need attachment to all these things. You don't need all this stuff. So live simply. It keeps it cleaner. Things can't hide. I don't know if any of you smudge, but sometimes people, you know, when I smudge, I actually smudged the house yesterday twice. I smudged it with sage and rosemary. You have to get all those corners to get all that energy out. So if you think about it, when you live simply and just declutter what you don't need, what no longer serves you, then it's less you have to kind of maintain the energy for, and less it's not as energy draining.
Right.
Also, dusting. I can't stand to dust.
I
get that from my mother.
I hate dusting.
But if you think about it, that's stagnant energy. It's accumulated. We got to get clear of that out so that good energy can flow through.
Yeah.
If not, it gets stuck on all the dust balls. Yeah. So in that respect, dust is a good thing. Dust is a good thing. We have to retrain our brains for that. So that good energy can flow. Trying to think of any other little tidbits.
We may or may not be live next week.
There's some stuff going on. We're going to try to be live, but if we can't, we will pre-record it.
Yeah, we'll pre-record, and then you won't be able to catch us live, but you will be able to see us talking.
See what's going on.
And we'll record it during the day, so we're not in such darkness here.
That'll be something different.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know. Is there anything else? Anybody else out there that wants to ask a question here on Facebook or here on Blog Talk. I'll give you guys a moment.
Okay.
Or should we? Okay. We do have a caller. So we will talk to our caller here. Caller from area code 262, you're live on there. What is your name? Caller just left. Oh, I had a question, but caller just left us. They have someone that dropped it. If you're still out there, go ahead and give us a call back and push one, and I'll go ahead and pick you up again if you have any questions.
Okay, such great info. Is that what that
is? Yes. Such great info. Have been scrubbing. Oh, she's been cleaning.
There you go, girl. I scrubbed my truck today, and I don't have know how long it's been, but she really likes it. She does need a little bit more TLC and polish. But, oh, my God, getting in her and driving her,
it's like, oh, I love cleaning the car. I love vacuuming it.
I'm not a Virgo. I used to actually clean the door frames of my cars, like scrubbing all that dirt and grime off of them. And when I've had a couple of my cars get totaled because somebody hits me, and the only way I got that max amount of money cash back was because of the car being in immaculate condition.
Oh, she's scribbling, not scrubbing. Sorry, the computer, is slightly far away out of our vision, so we're trying to read it without knocking everything over. So I'm not, she's scribbling, she's taking notes.
Aha.
But scrubbing is a good thing, too.
Yeah, no, I scrubbed for you today. I scrubbed, you scribble.
And Jennifer says, I have been saying I am simplifying my life the past few weeks. It is from this, is it from this topic? I'm sure it is.
It might be. And just, if you think about it, it's fall cleaning, too.
Yeah.
This fall, you have that, honestly, I want to say it's the weather, because, I mean, I don't know how many other people feel like this, but when you wake up and it's like 62 degrees,
yeah,
and there's a breeze, and it's beautiful outside, there's no clouds, the sun's shining, I get invigorated. I am not one to really like to clean, but I cleaned house.
Oh, I've been getting rid of books.
And just, you want to declutter, and, you know, you just want to feel light and fresh. And it's probably because, in some respects, we're getting into hibernation zone.
Bear zone.
Yep. So it's like we want to clean out our hidey hubby.
Yeah.
And get everything prepared for winter, you know, when we're going to be in that space. A lot longer than we would be if it was warm and pleasant outside. So that is a very, very good possibility, Jennifer.
Yes. Like I said, I've been going through my books, and my books are something that I really cherish because of the information in them, you know. And I've done this too many times where I go on this cleaning rampage and I throw away, or not throw away, but I donate everything, and then I go, now I'm going to rebuy that book. God, now I want that book. But sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's worth just, you know, getting rid of everything and doing that. And so I have been going through a lot of books, and there are a lot of books around here. So I do have a box downstairs started, and I have to go downstairs through the books downstairs because I've been through the books up here. But yes, there's a lot of things that we can do. You know, just as a reminder, you know, bring plants into your house, so open up your windows. Now that we're cooling down, you can actually open the window and get fresh air in.
Air it out.
Start cleaning up. There's too much stuff. The energy can't flow. So let's get rid of that stuff. If there's stuff that you're hanging on to, or you have boxes that you haven't opened in years or a year at least, you know, it's time to go through those things and really think about, is it something that you want to keep? Is it something that you're going to use? Could somebody else use it? You could gift it to somebody. I've been doing this actually throughout the year. I went through the garage several months ago, you know, and I'm like, oh, I don't need all this stuff. And, oh, there are my CDs that I've been looking for forever. So that's what's been going on.
Also, with when you clean out things and you get rid of things that no longer serve you or you donate, you're, think of it not as necessarily you're getting rid of something, but you're giving it to someone that could need it more.
Right.
And the only way you're going to make space for that new item is to get rid of something.
Yeah.
That you've absorbed the knowledge you need from it. You don't, you know, you don't, you have it in your brain. You don't need it anymore.
Right.
Or if you're like, you know, jot notes on certain books and items, because then it's written. It's something, there's just something about writing it yourself
right.
that you have that information. But the only way to make space for that new is to get rid of the old.
Right before, and this is the type of person that I am, right before my grandmother passed away, we went to visit her. And it was literally weeks before she passed away. And she was in a nursing home, but they still had her home, her house, which my mother and her siblings grew up in. So everything was there.
Yeah.
And my uncle had come over and he says, you're welcome to have whatever you want. You can take whatever you want. And my rocking chair, I have a little rocking chair. And I said, well, I want my rocking chair. And he's like, well, you know, ma'am, plates are up on the wall or anything of hers that you want, you can have. Because she's not going to come back to this home.
Right.
And I said, okay. And what I did was instead of taking the things that she had purchased that were hers, essentially, I started going through photo albums. And I started taking the photos of it. Because those meant more to me than the physical items that she had.
Right.
I wanted, and she crocheted a lot of blankets, so of course I took, you know, something that she had made. And I was going through her clothes, and I was going through all kinds of things. And, but to me, the pictures were the most important. In fact, we made a whole box that we shipped back to California at the time. And the photo albums were the ones that went in my suitcase. And I put my clothes in the stuff that we shipped, because I'd rather have the pictures close to me.
Right.
You know, and we found my mom's baby book and, you know, all of these kinds of things. So I have black and white pictures and I have these beautiful pictures of my grandmother from when she was younger. And those things were the most important things to me, not the stuff.
Right.
I could care less about the stuff. The stuff, you know, may have had her energy in it because she liked it. But I mean, she had commemorative plates.
Yeah, no.
I know. Yes, she bought them. Yes, they were hers, but they weren't hers,
right.
If that makes any sense. Do we have any other questions out there? For anybody have any other questions, you can type us on via Facebook or Facebook Live, or if you have a question and you are on the air with us on Blog Talk Radio, push one, and I can pick you up and we can answer any questions. If not, we are going to close for tonight, and we will let you know if we're going to be live next week.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions? Give people a second. Keep typing. Nobody's out there. All right, guys, we're going to play our end song as we do every week. And I hope to see you guys next week.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core. Cause my roots, they run deep. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins.
Yeah.